It seemed exciting to steal the gum at first, but now I can't enjoy it. It's really bothering me.
Rather than feel guilty about it, why not confess your sin to God and then return the gum? It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well. As always, my name is Zach. When I was 7 years old, I made a big mistake. I took one of my friend's toys without asking. I started to feel really bad about it, and I decided to tell my mom. Thankfully, she understood and took me to my friend's house to say sorry and then return the toy. Luckily, my friend was kind enough to forgive me. If you ever feel guilty about doing something wrong, confess it to God. He'll forgive you, just like it says in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Now, let's listen to our story. It's called Off the Path. Gia traced her finger along a pack of gum in her pocket as she and her twin sister Tegan walked down a winding forest trail near their family's cabin. Mom had said they could take a hike if they stayed together and didn't go far. "I wish Mom and Dad had let us buy gum when we stopped at the gas station," thought Gia. But their parents hadn't let them buy gum, so the girls snuck some from the shelf into their pockets. It seemed exciting when they did it, but now the gum was bothering Gia's conscience. She sighed and turned her attention to the trail. "Dad says there's a lake just over this little hill. I'll race you there." "Okay," said Tegan. "You're on." The girls took off running. Gia was so eager to beat Tegan that she flew down the path, never looking down. She cut corners on the curves and often strayed off the trail. Suddenly, her foot hit a rock, and she went sprawling into the leaves and weeds. She felt bruised and shaken as she sat up and looked around. Her knee hurt, and she was bleeding. When Tegan caught up, she rushed to Gia's side. "Are you okay?" Tegan asked. "What happened?" "I guess I got off the path," replied Gia. "My foot hit a rock and I fell." Tegan looked thoughtful. "Does that remind you of anything? Like last week's Sunday school lesson?" "Yeah, it was about getting off the path too," said Gia. "Only our lesson wasn't about straying off a path in the woods. It was about getting off the right path, God's path, by doing things that are wrong. And, well, we did that, didn't we?" Tegan nodded. "Has that gum been bothering you, too?" "I haven't been able to chew it," Gia said. "It bothers me more than this banged-up knee." She sighed. "Our Sunday school lesson was also about how Jesus forgives us when we sin and helps us get back on the right path. We need to confess what we did to Him." "And to Mom and Dad," said Tegan. "Let's ask them to take us back so we can return the gum. I'd rather get in trouble than feel like this." "Yeah," said Gia. "It's time to get back on the right path." So how about you? Is there something that's bothering your conscience? That's often a reminder that you've strayed off the path God wants you to take as His child. Maybe you tell yourself that what you've done is okay because other kids do it, but sin is never okay. Don't ignore a guilty conscience. Confess your wrong to Jesus and trust Him to forgive you and help you get back on the right path. Our key verse is Proverbs 4:26.
Ponder the path of your feet and let all your ways be established.
And our key thought for today, walk on God's path. Don't miss out on winning some great prizes on the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. You could win an Echo Dot. Find out more at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.